quantum visualization. The quantum realm can't be visualized, but its dreamlike nature can help us to use the practice of visualization itself to connect us with our ineffable, yet always present, true nature. Quantum entities don't objectively exist in the ordinary sense of the word, but as previously mentioned, if physicists treat them as if they do, then they manifest in our experience with all the resultant effects. As a Tibetan Buddhist practitioner, I can't help but notice the similarities of certain features of quantum entities to the Buddhist practice of visualizing a deity. Students are instructed that the deity doesn't exist outside of ourselves in an objective way, while at the same time, the visualized deity is not just the projection of our mind, not merely an unreal figment of our imagination. And yet, if we relate to the deity as if it exists, the practitioner receives the blessings from the deity as if it really does. In a sense, the deity is brought into existence parallel with the percipient's awareness of it, just like in the quantum realm. Previous to the perception of it, the deity cannot be said to exist. The deity and its perception occur simultaneously. Neither can be separated from the other at any time. They are part of one unified and dynamic quantum field overflowing with creativity. Strangely enough, it could be said that the deity induces a potential percipient to perceive it. In other words, during its state of non-existence, the deity is able to cause its own existence. In a manner of speaking, we could say the deity, just like the quantum universe, has a need to be perceived in order to complete and fulfill its existence. So out of itself it calls forth and creates an observer to bestow upon itself full existence. Instead of the deity being our projection, in a sense, we are its projection. The deity's self-generating nature brings to mind Wheeler's notion of the universe as a self-excited circuit. The percipient sees the deity because the deity causes the percipient to see it, but the deity did not come into existence until the percipient saw it. The effects of the deity are non-locally felt before the deity exists. These effects are acausal, having no cause because their cause does not yet exist. Prior to its manifestation in the visualization, the deity exists as a non-localized quantum potential within the implicate order of the quantum plenum. Only retroactively will the effect have a cause. This turns our concept of linear time on its head. The deity appears to come and go, just like the quantum, but in a sense it is always present. They are ubiquitous. There is no place or time where they are not. In these visualization practices, Buddhist wisdom is skillfully using the quantum nature of things, as well as the projective tendencies of our mind, so that, rather than distancing ourselves from reality, which projections are known to do, we become more deeply connected to the reality of our essential nature. Quantum physics tells us that the universe is very fluid, malleable, and ever-changing in its nature. Quantum physics is revealing that in our most fundamental and deepest natures, we are beings whose essences are not set in stone. We can create and step into new images of ourselves through our creative imagination. These images immediately get imprinted into the quantum field, establishing a new template that increases the probability of this new identity pattern becoming more natural and familiar to us, which increases the likelihood that we will more embody this new identity in our lives. In other words, we have it in our power to change or recreate ourselves. Most of us, however, don't know this. But this power is not ours in the sense that we don't own, possess, or control it. It is a power that is beyond us. This power comes from and is itself the spontaneous creativity of the quantum realm that pervades the whole universe and our very being. This power is always flowing through us. It is merely a question of whether we have fallen into the habitual pattern of blocking it, or whether we let go and align ourselves with the creative power of the quantum, letting it flow through us like some form of grace. We then become a channel or instrument for the creativity of the quantum to manifest itself through us. All genuine spiritual practices are about deepening our familiarity with this power of quantum creativity, a power which is truly our birthright. In Buddhist visualization practices, the practitioner is instructed to not just see the visualized deity, which symbolizes our enlightened nature, outside of and separate from ourselves, but at a certain point to merge with the essential nature of the deity, to identify with it to the point where we creatively imagine ourselves as becoming the deity itself. When we visualize, imagining ourselves, for example, as being the deity, we are tuning into and helping to manifest the part of ourselves that the deity symbolically represents, the part of us that is already healed, whole, and awake. In our evocation, visualization, and identification with the deity, we are not merely creating a fabrication, imagining something that doesn't exist or isn't real, but through our act of creative imagination, we are skillfully getting in touch with and becoming familiar with what the deity represents, our true nature. Our true nature has always been with us, but most of us have not been aware of it consciously. In consciously engaging with the creative quantum flux that comprises our being at its most fundamental level, we are simply taking advantage of our intrinsic, open-ended, and fluid quantum nature to reimagine ourselves in a way that is more in alignment with the truth of who we actually are. The point is not that everyone should start doing Tibetan Buddhist visualization practices. I cite these practices as but one example to show how we can actually exploit and creatively engage our quantum nature for our own good. These Buddhist visualizations show how, for example, our quantum nature can empower our creative imagination to take advantage of our projective tendencies such that instead of keeping us asleep, they help us awaken. There are countless other ways that we can further take advantage of our intrinsic quantum nature that serve our evolutionary potential. We can all do our own unique creative experiments, be they in visualization or other ways. The quantum revelation gives us the power to creatively re-engineer ourselves. The quantum universe, being a mirror, will simply reflect back our realization.